your semester?
Were you busy? Were you more relaxed than last year?
No, I think this semester is pretty busy. It's like I choose two very like difficult courses, which biomechanics. Both biomechanics course, but from different department. One is from my department, and the other is from the health and rehabilitation science department, I think.
Are they different?
I think they teach different things. The biomechanics in my department is more about theory, about the bone, the mechanics in biology. I mean, biological things like bones, cardiovascular, and a lot of things in our body. And the other biomechanics is more about movement. When people walk, run, or squat, how the body and how the muscle, especially the muscle, how the muscle works to coordinate.
Oh, cool. What is your major?
My major is medical engineering. Yeah.
What do people do with biomedical engineering? Do they become physicians, doctors?
Actually, if you have like biomedical engineering in the undergraduates, you can definitely apply for medical school. But most of us, since we are master and like PhD students, so we may continue to do research in the future. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Do you have a specific project that
you're
working on right now?
Yeah, right now I'm working on the bones. It's like to use micro CT to see the structure, the tiny structure inside of the bones.
Right.
And there are like cortical bone and trabecular bone. Okay. Cortical bone is the bone that, so we know like, especially like the long bones,
right.
It's hollow inside of it.
Uh-huh.
And then the cortical bone is the hard bone,
okay.
Outside it.
Uh-huh.
And trabecular bone is the spongy bone.
Spongy bone, okay.
Yes, like at the end of two ends of the long bone.
Uh-huh.
And where the, the red marrow stays. The red marrow is the one that creates blood. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so red marrow inside the bone?
Yeah. Red marrow. It's like, so you know, like a lot of people, they are kind of like have disease and
right.
They need marrows. One of the most good place to get red marrow is from the bone, like here. The pelvic bone. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, see, I learned something from you. So you study the structure?
Of the bone.
Of the bone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have real bone sample from
yeah.
human?
Oh, I'm not dealing with human bone because
oh.
that needs a lot of like permission
yeah.
from a lot of places. So I'm now right now working on the animal bones, like
what kind of
animal? Or both rats and mice.
And after we understand the structure of those mice,
mm-hmm.
bones,
yeah.
Are they how similar are they?
I think actually they're the same.
Oh.
Actually, from technically saying, it's like the composition and actually the shape and the like how people like mice and rats, they have like lower limbs,
mm-hmm.
and then they have two like both femur and tibia, so it's the same actually.
Mm-hmm.
So